Hush.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the new year and this episode of Windows to Your Spirit with Kathleen Avino. Make sure you visit the website for a full reading. It's Kathleen Avino, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N-A, V as in Victor, I-N-O, .com. And Kat is prompt and on time to start us off correctly. Hello, dear.
Yes, I know I have the little bit of the history of being a little brain dead about hitting it quite the stroke of 11, but here I is on time. Happy
awesome.
New Year, my dear. Happy New Year to our listeners. You know, we always try to start on the right foot, at least in January, and try to see if we can get rid of our old habits. Hopefully you not go back by February. So it's always a challenge for human beings to be, you know, be good and behave themselves and execute their desires. This year's message, in light of everything that's going on around us, and does affect everyone, even if you don't realize it. You know, we Tracy and I were talking, and the message I put on my Facebook page was real simple.
Mm-hmm.
Have the power to destroy, and we do that real well, but we also have the power to create, to enable, to put forth, to put the positive spin on everything. And if we can just be more aware of a conversation, of a thought, of verbalizing anything, to think twice before we do it, and to be extra alert and extra responsible when we're in the midst of something that can go horribly wrong. When you're in a discussion with somebody or you choose to, you know, social media really sucks us in a lot of times, to be positive. In other words, diffuse a situation rather than throw more gasoline on it. You know, it's about moderating your views and getting more out of a discussion. Because if it's starting to go down the wrong path, nothing is gained by your party by becoming aggressive and more aggressive. Now, you
That's
and I
right.
are playing with straight shooters, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing we ever do comes from a place of being malicious or comes from a place of not wanting to see a person do well. Our intention is for our clients to be happy, to achieve
exactly.
their goals.
And to respect. You respect someone enough to tell them the truth.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
No, it's easy for us. Well, it's not easy for us, but it's easy for most people to just give a person what they want and you avoid conflict. You avoid confrontation. And most people like to be liked. It's nice, but I would rather be respected in the long run, because then you get genuine friendship when you're respected, not a false sense, because everybody deep down knows the truth anyway. So you've given them a momentary hit. You've given them a momentary high. It's going to wear off, just like any other drug. To be told what you want to hear does not help you. So
exactly.
a lot of times it may come off as being a little confrontational, but it's our way of kind of slapping you into reality. But when you're in a generic conversation with someone, and even if the issue is close to your heart, you know, and you see it escalating, you have a choice. We have free will. And if you take, you know, count to 10, the old count to 10 before you respond, instead of reacting, there's a big difference between responding to somebody and reacting to somebody.
Yes.
Reacting to somebody creates a negative, defensive, destructive, okay? Responding to someone where you hold your temper, hold your emotions, and say, oh, wait a minute, what about this? Or what about that, you know? And people with temper problems, which I'm the first one to admit, was an issue for a very long time in my life. And, you know, I've tamed the demon. Not to say I don't go off every so often. I'm a Sagittarian, Italian, Sicilian from Brooklyn. There's just so much you can do without a prefrontal lobotomy, okay? So I'm still, you know, trying now when I feel that a discussion is starting to push a button to really hold back and express it in a way that gets it off my chest but doesn't create that drama and that destructive wave that accomplishes nothing. We are in volatile times, and it just serves no purpose to be posting hateful crap
right.
to get a rise out of people. It's not funny. It's very, very counterproductive because you're inflaming a sensitive situation. And I think that there should be a little higher degree of responsibility, personal and societal responsibility, that you post something that, even if it's disagreeable, try to present your views without being hateful.
Yes.
That serves no purpose. You know, you feed fear, and it's going to bite you on the ass. So all I'm saying is in 15, if we can become a little bit more responsible, a little bit more thoughtful, it's not going to kill us. And in the long run, we're going to all gain individually, as a group, as a society. If we could just do that, even if you count to five, you know, it's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And think twice before you post stuff that's just plain freaking mean. It's not funny. Someone's getting hurt. Someone's going to be hurt by that, and we have enough hurt in the world. We don't need to put the effort into posting and generating. And a lot of times, you know, a post will come up, pop up, and it doesn't have a right feel to it, and I won't even tap it to look at it because I don't want to fill my body, my mind, my soul with any more negativity, with any more hurtful thoughts and images. You know, it brings back, you know, the concept of posting and being mean. You know, without my knowing, my daughter brought it to my attention that I had actually been put on YouTube. And the reason I was on YouTube was because of a, you know, Channel 7, ABC interview during the time of 9/11. I mean, I was at the scene, eyewitness. And my daughter showed it to me, and I was flabbergasted that here I was, you know, and wow, look at this. Don't want to be remembered of that. You know, I don't want to be reminded of that day. I don't want to remember it. It's already, you know, burned into my memory.
Mm-hmm.
But what got me was the absolute ignorance and stupidity of the comments that I wasn't aware of because I wasn't aware of the YouTube thing, where somebody actually wrote, you know, man, I wonder how much they paid that, you know, that blonde to, you know, make a and put a big act on for the cameras. You know, and forgetting me as a person, the event to be so disrespectful to the families and people who lost their lives and tragic thing in America, to have that level of absolute stupidity. I mean, it's right up there with assholes who say that the Holocaust didn't happen. It's a big propaganda.
Right.
You know, this is crazy crap that doesn't belong in the universe. You know, there's enough to be derogatory. And normally I don't acknowledge stuff like that because, once again, you're feeding it. But I couldn't help it. I said, look, you know, that's me. And no, this was not an act. I was devastated. And by the way, how would you react if you saw people falling 80 stories? How would you feel? You know, would your not reaction be emotional? Because
right.
if not, then you've got a real problem of detachment. And I, you know, my prayers are that you wouldn't feel that level of emotion. So this posting stuff is very informative, very educational, but it could also be in the hands of the wrong people, and wrong-minded and negative-minded people, a very powerful hurtful tool. And responses should be, to some degree, responses and not reactions, especially hateful, negative ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of teasing that goes on. We tell jokes, this, the other thing. You know, if we can have a little higher sensitivity to what we say, to what we post, to what we capture and present, you know, a lot of things can be diffused and make for happier lives of the people around us and even strangers. Because, you know, strangers count. You know, the whole internet, we've talked about this in the past, Tracy, how the internet has dehumanized people. You know, dating sites are not people. It's just pictures.
Mm-hmm.
These are not people. They're just a picture. They don't matter. Because they'll be, if you don't like that one, it's like a candy store. Oh, I don't want that cupcake. I want the other cupcake. But these are not cupcakes. These are people. But that whole desensitizing, you know, I mean, I hate to admit the fact that I'm old enough, but I remember as a young girl watching the Vietnam War on television. And I had to understand something. I mean, I had a black and white TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the first time anyone ever saw images like that. So it was devastating because we were still a society that we could understand that it was real. You know, our children and even people who are younger than me, the half new generation, who never, they're totally desensitized, that you can't tell the difference between a news shot where people are being killed and a movie where people are being killed. It lost the reality of the emotion and the connection that this is horrible. We're desensitized. We don't feel anything. Oh, that's really bad. Oh, what a shame. But not at a level, a heart or soul level, where you sit there and you cry in front of your television set because, oh, my God, people are getting shot. You know, we've watched, you know, movies and TV, you know, movies and TV shows, and then we watch the news, and somehow we don't make the leap. So it's like, by posting crap, I think that we've lost the leap. These aren't just words on a, you know, a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
This is real, and it has an impact. So, you know, the message of the new year from us at Windows on Your Spirit, you know, is please think and try to feel. Try to think and feel. If we lose that, we don't become human. You know, humanity is supposed to be people who can think but also feel. And if we don't feel anymore, if we desensitize to the point where it has no meaning, then what kind of society have we become?
Exactly.
And, you know, I've seen the transition. You know, I tell my students all the time how much I've witnessed in my lifetime. You know, I look at, you know, I think of my mom, and, you know, she had a Model T. We have gone so far technologically, but we've gone backwards in terms of spirituality, humanity. Not everyone, of course. There's no such thing as all, not all people, not all society. But unfortunately, even the best intended people, the kind people, the good people, have fallen in to desensitizing because of media, because of the internet. There's no connection to reality. We've really gotten numb. And I think that's the biggest challenge we face. You know, not how small can we make our, you know, our cell phones, how small can we make our, you know, laptops, but rather, how do we bring back humanity? How do we bring back a society that cares about what comes out of their mouth? that cares about the person who lives next door to them, across the street from them, and down the block, or another country. And, you know, I stay very far away from politics, and I don't think this is a political issue. I think this is a personal issue. I think it's a healthy issue that the crap that one person can't make a difference is crap.
That's entirely right. It is crap. And maybe people are afraid to look vulnerable, you know, but somebody has to go first.
Right. And the point is, take the high road, make that decision. Rather than react, respond. You're entitled to your view, you're entitled to your opinion, and you're entitled to your passion. Just make sure that passion doesn't turn into viciousness or ridicule or how easily a human can turn. You know, primal, we are there to survive. We are there to protect. But if you've got the ego driving the bus 99% of the time, you've got a problem. And you got a bigger problem if you don't realize that your ego is driving the bus 99% of the time. You know, there's enough hate in the world. We don't need more to. We don't need any more contributors to that. And it's a ripple effect. And unfortunately, human beings are prone towards negativity. Why? Because if it wasn't true, newspapers would have good news.
That's
that primal need for wanting someone else to be in worse shape than we are so we can feel good. So if that's our general nature and tendency, we need to be aware and conscious of that and work on correcting it, because we have free will, we have intelligence, and we do have control. And for me, I'm lazy. It's easier for me to be nice. It's easier for me to let go and not stay mad, because I'm lazy. To me, it takes a lot more energy to stay mad at somebody. You know, it's like, God, I'm mad at you.
That's a funny point.
You know, my ex-boyfriend used to call me Sybil. He said, you were just yelling at me 2 minutes ago. Yeah, but I'm done. What's the point? I'm moving on to it. I said my piece, move on. Next, let's go party. Let's have a good time. Let's go watch TV. You know, whatever. You let go of stuff faster. You dwell. It becomes toxic. And then you get sick and you die. So what's the point of all that? That doesn't make sense. So that's my soapbox for tonight, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope it makes a difference. Just think before you open your mouth, you know? And make sure your intentions are in a good place. You know, when we work with a client as readers, our intentions always in a good place.
And all right, we got a lot of callers.
I know, but sometimes you can't. I'm prepping this. There's a reason for this. You can't always candy coat the truth. And on that note, now we'll take our callers.
All right. Now, everybody, listen up. We only have 10 minutes left, so I'm going to be very firm on the two-minute limit. Please have your question ready. One detailed and direct question, not what's going to happen this year. No, call Kat. Call somebody. That's a phone call reading. That's not a 2 minutes. And we'll get area code 337. Who beat us here, by the way, very patient.
Hi.
Hi, area code 337. Can we get your name?
My name is Candace. How are you?
Hi, Candace. We're good. How can we help you?
Well, I met somebody a few months ago, a guy, very, very nice person, good, which is friends for now. He's a little older than I am, but I would love to know, where do you see this friendship going?
What's his first name?
His name is Mac, M-A-C-K.
I mean, I get friendship, I get companionship. There may be some more closeness, but I find a man that's very much content with the way his life is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, but I don't feel it's a waste of time. I would tell you if I thought it was.
Friendship is never a waste of time.
You guys have a good, you know, you have a good conversation. He is a gentleman, you know, that's rare these days. So I think he's a plus. I think the spirit brought you him to help you heal and build up your confidence again.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling here. Thank you for calling in. We're going to have to move on. We've got to keep our time tight. You know, I'll put you
thank
back.
You.
So you can listen. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Be
thank you.
All right. Area code 484. Can we get your name?
Oh, yes. Hello. My name is Tony. Thank you very much for taking my call and doing the show.
Honey, what's your name? I'm sorry.
It's Tonetta.
Tonetta, okay. What's your question,
yes.
Tonetta?
My question is Dan going to be moving here in my home this month in January?
Is he moving to your hometown in January?
No, in my house to live here in January.
In with you? Moving in with you?
Yes, in my home.
I get a delay, honey. I got to know. I get a delay. I mean, it'll happen eventually, but there's some kind of glitch or delay. Unless it's way towards the end of the month.
Okay. Huh.
I feel like the intention is there, but I feel like he's dragging his feet about something.
Okay. Like I said, I didn't know if there was going to be a situation where he's currently living that he would have to abruptly get out and call me for help.
No.
I'm not getting that. I feel like he's trying to take care of something.
Okay.
You know, and I would also give that situation some time, my dear.
Okay.
And if you want a longer reading, I'll explain. I don't want to do it over the radio, but there's a lot of crap around that situation you need to be aware of. So if you want, you give me a call and we'll set up a reading because I can't do it now.
Okay.
And I think you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. You bless.
Bye-bye.
All right. Area code 856. 856, can we get your name?
My name is Marcus Harris.
Hello, Marcus. How can we help you?
How you doing? I have a question. Do you see me and my ex-girlfriend get back together?
What's her first name?
Shakaya.
Shakaya. My guys are telling me you were a bad boy. I feel like she's very angry about angry with you about something.
Yeah, she is.
I get anger. You're going to have to do a lot of fancy dancing. I don't know if you got a real trust issue here, sweetie. I'm not going to say yes unless you're very determined to change your ways. And I mean for keeps. Because if you're not, leave her alone. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. You too.
Oh, great. The switchboard isn't going to work now. That's wonderful. All right. I got to reload the stuff in because my computer has decided it's going to be hateful.
And like I said, I don't mean to cut everybody short. I hope you've answered your questions, but if I haven't and you want some more insight, you can call me and book a reading. And people who've called in on the radio, just tell me or write it in the box, you know, from the radio. Whatever you pay for, I give you 10 minutes on top of it free as a gift.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right,
so
your neighbor's calling. Area code 516. Can we get your name?
Name is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
From Long Island. I was in Long Island today.
Okay. Where?
The Long Island Psychic Fair.
Oh, okay.
In Huntington. So how can I help you?
All right. I was going to relocate to Arizona, and I was told by two psychics to hold my horses and wait.
Do me a favor. In the future, don't say that.
What?
That throws up walls for the readers.
You're asking me now. Go ahead.
No. But they never told me why, and I'm asking you what reason are you getting?
Do me a favor. Let's start from scratch. The question is, should you move to Arizona?
Yes.
I'm getting a yes.
Okay.
Because you need to go there and get this out of your system.
Mm-hmm. I got the same thing too. Yes.
Meaning, is this going to be a long-term success in Arizona? No. But it's been a lifelong thing that you wanted to do, And we need to gather that experience for us to be able to go forward. Fair enough, Kevin?
In that regard, it is a success. Yes?
Okay.
You got to follow your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it doesn't work out, at least you followed your heart. You don't go to your grave saying, what if?
Right.
And I'm telling you yes with a, you know, with the explanation of probably why they told you no. But I look on the soul level. On the soul level, you need to do this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But go in with a very open mind. Okay,
right.
Kevin?
Okay, great.
All right.
Good.
Good
luck.
Thank you very much.
For calling.
Thanks, bye.
All right, area code 716. Can we get your name?
Hi. My name is Audrey.
Hello, Audrey.
Hi, Audrey. What's your mind?
Hi. I was wondering if you could give me some insight in this relationship with this man named Sean, if we're going to move forward together in 2015.
Honey, I get up and down very slowly.
Okay.
He loves having you around. He thinks you're great. It's showing me like fireworks all around him.
Yeah, his divorce is like crazy.
He's a mess. Mess.
Yeah.
And my concern is that once the ink dries, I see a real shift in your relationship.
For the good.
That.
A shift is a good thing, or?
Well, not for you, for him. He's going to realize he's free. And he's not going to be so quick to give you the kind of commitment you're looking for.
Okay.
Honey, honestly, in a perfect world, I know this is not what you want to hear, but this man needs to do this now.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot jump leapfrog from one to the next. It's going to end badly. I would give him the time to do what he wants to do.
Okay.
Because if you hold on,
and then reapproach the relationship, give it another chance.
Yeah, I mean, I would back off, let him do what he's got to do. Because you're going to be all ready when the ink is dry, and he's going to go, wait a minute, I just got out of a divorce. You know, I want to be with you, but I need some time. You understand?
Right. Yeah, I understand. I understand.
Okay, pressure. He has to be gone.
Okay.
All right, we got time for our very last caller. Thank you for calling, hon.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Be blessed. All right. And I think we timed that just perfectly. Area code 818. Can we get your first name?
Hi, Nancy here.
Hi, Nancy. How can we help you?
Hey, there is a gentleman that I've been going out with brand new 3 times. And then he held off over the holidays. I think he possibly is seeing someone else, which is fine. You know, it's new. Don't know if, what do you think?
What I think is he's having a good time dating. And this other person, there's history. Because I see him, he did spend time with her during the holidays.
So I'm history, you said?
You know what, sweetie, I just feel like this man's in total dating mode with no strings.
Yeah, I bet, yeah, you know what? I think that's how I felt, too. He doesn't like strings. So,
no, this is not the kind of relationship you're looking for. Some freewheeling, I'll call you when I can call you.
Yeah.
I don't think it's in your way as good, honey. I mean, you do what you want, but.
No. I wanted your opinion, and I haven't been intimate, so I feel like I'm not used anyway. And I
exactly.
Think that,
I would kind of shut this puppy down.
I like it. I kind of get it, because you know what? Absence makes the heart grow fonder in this case, and that's what's been happening. Thanks, Kate. You're the best.
Thank
you.
You
take
be
care,
blessed, honey. Right, bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
All right, so that winds us down. I'd like to remind everyone to visit Kat's website, KathleenAvino.com, A-V as in Victor, I-N-O, Kathleen with a K, to schedule your full reading, and of course you get 10 free minutes with your paid reading. And then you'll find me over at ShyOwlsNest.com. And I'm going to put some kind of special up. I haven't decided what to do yet. I'll figure it out tonight.
New Year's freebie.
Yeah, I did that all last year. It was buy one, get one free, so I'll have to think of something different now.
So, also, if you remember that I'm on the East Coast, you can call me 516-225-8054 if you have any questions regarding the booking, okay? Because you guys know how I read. You know that I'm honest. You know that I, you know, have your highest good in mind. So it'd be my pleasure to read for you. And I want to wish everyone a happy, blessed new year with hopefully a more positive attitude towards yourself, towards others. And most important, be happy. Be happy. Life is short. Thank you again, Tracy, for being my lovely co-host.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
Having Hannah in the studio. Thank you, sweetheart.
Good night.
Good night, all.